His Majesty's address and his speech was focused first and foremost on the natural disasters and obviously expressed concern to the new political phenomenon that is now occurring in Africa, the taking over of governments through unconstitutional means in the processes of coup d'etats, which we can see some of the coups are actually happening within another coup. His Majesty urged world leaders to find new ways and solutions to situations that are confronting the world in terms of the disasters that are happening and, of course, to the wars that are raging in some respective countries around the globe.
In part of his speech, he talked, as every other leader had done during the General Assembly, expressing support for the global effort to silence all guns. But as I went through papers in Eswatini, some of the opposition people are saying the king should practice what he said at home.
That is incorrect. They are the ones, actually, those small groups which have taken a route and path of the politics of the spear and the sword through activities and acts of terrorism that have waged a silent and low-key shooting of our people in the country. And His Majesty, of course, was saying there is no need in this day and age for people to engage in those kind of activity when in actual fact we have got the best method as a state to resolve our issues, which should always be through dialogue. So when His Majesty urged the world and urged everyone to silence the guns, there was absolutely no contradiction in that context and that content, because that is what the Kingdom of Eswatini is duty for. It's a different matter when a country is resisting and waiting off aggression from terrorist groups. It's a different thing when a country is defending its territorial integrity and defending its sovereignty. That is not what the king is talking about. The king is talking about people who have since decided deliberately to use the language of guns, of bullet and powder, as a political language of expression.
I guess what they say is that they agree with the king in his support to silence guns, but they said he must be committed to hold dialogue.
His Majesty, like in all the other Maswati who are under his able leadership, have committed themselves to dialogue. And of course, we are a country with a history, by the way, my brother. It is not like Eswatini is a state that has just been born yesterday. Our leaders and our kings and our monarchs have always used dialogue to resolve issues where there is different point of views. So the king is committed to silencing of guns. It's only people who have resorted to use guns and bullets as a language of political expression who must commit to dialogue, because dialogue is the only way we can use to find and engage each other.